This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Second maybe only to masks and personal protective equipment, the thing people really need in this pandemic? Health insurance. For people who can't get coverage through their jobs, there's the Affordable Care Act. Catches the enrollment period for coverage on the federal government's insurance marketplace closed in December and isn't reopening. Some states have their own Obamacare insurance exchanges, and about a dozen or so extended their deadlines for the people who needed it in this crisis. Veronica Zaragovia looked into how that's been going.
For Paris Barnes in Baltimore City, work these days sounds something like this.
Healthcare Access, Maryland. This is Paris. How may I help you?
And the client would then at that point tell me what they need from me.
Barnes is a healthcare navigator. She helps people figure out the best coverage plan to meet their needs and their budget through Maryland's Exchange. It's a job she's done for 6 years, but now many people are bringing up COVID-19 concerns.
They're just simply afraid that if they don't have anything, will they be denied treatment, or will they not receive fair treatment, or will they not be able to be screened?
She says her new clients are younger. Most of Maryland's enrollees this new period range from age 26 to 34. Many work in restaurants or in other jobs that often don't offer health benefits. Trish Riley is with the National Academy for State Health Policy.
It's a health plan that's accessible and available to gig workers, to self-employed people, to individuals. And I think that's why we see the influx of enrollment.
Take Nevada's marketplace. State data show it had about 680 enrollees in February. And by March, that was up to 1,900. These enrollees include Chase Lee in Las Vegas. He's 24, and until recently he had two restaurant jobs, but no health insurance coverage. And before the pandemic, he had no plans to buy insurance. But his parents got on his case.
My dad kept telling me, make sure you get insurance with this going on. Who wants to, you know, build up a $50,000 emergency room bill that you can't pay after it's all said and done?
So he turned to a navigator at the Las Vegas Asian Community Resource Center when Nevada reopened its exchange.
If it wasn't for the COVID-19, I wouldn't have an option but to wait the entire year to try and get open enrollment next November.
He chose one that costs $55 a month. It's a low-level plan that has an affordable monthly premium. But that requires higher out-of-pocket payments to meet a deductible before the coverage kicks in. And in the past, that has been a barrier for some low-income people, says Alok Sarwal with the Colorado Alliance for Health Equity and Practice in Denver.
They're affording the insurance it's a trade-off. Now, their priority and risk is so high, it's a life and death decision that they are forced to buy insurance. So those are really very sobering facts for them.
States that have reopened enrollment do have deadlines. Maryland's enrollment is scheduled to close June 15th. I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.